Yes, hallelujah. Lord, give me a praying spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. We bring greetings to you from Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters, Kingdom Builders Development Institute, where we are blessed to be a blessing. I just give God the praise and glory for this is the day the Lord has made. Come on, somebody. Why don't you just rejoice? Why don't you allow your spirit to rejoice and be glad in it? We are excited and delighted to introduce to some and bring forth to others our own evangelist. Glory to God. Evangelist Tammy Weatherspoon, ordained, hallelujah, by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Amen. For there's an anointing on the woman of God's life, and we just thank you, all the listening audience, that you will get your Bibles, get ready, as we begin to bring her forth. I'm going to play just another little portion of this song, and the next voice, hallelujah, that you'll hear will be the voice of our own evangelist Tammy Weatherspoon. Glory to God. God is doing it again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Evangelist, are you with us?
Thank you, God. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah, God. He knows our name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Saints of God, my brothers and my sisters, with Kingdom Builders Development Institute. Good afternoon. Good evening. Hallelujah. Good morning. Hallelujah. Good night to wherever you are in the world. Hallelujah. I'd like to welcome you all again. Hallelujah. To this very special and precious time in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as he brings us in the presence of his Father. Hallelujah. Our Father by his Spirit. Hallelujah. Rejoicing with us are the holy angels. Hallelujah. What a marvelous time to be alive in life today. What a marvelous time to worship the Lord our God. What a marvelous time, hallelujah, to have a mind to focus on Christ, to have a heart to want to love on Christ, the desire in our soul to want to be like Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus is a love song. Hallelujah. The song is we're singing. Our first words is I keep hearing this melody in my ear. Hallelujah. Because Jesus is a love song. Hallelujah. Not a pop, drop, pop, rock kind of worship. But the melody of love, hallelujah. She keeps hearing in her ear, hallelujah. Asking God to give her a praying spirit. To have a praying spirit, she has to continue to listen to the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. To give her a praying spirit, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I bless you, allow me to come in the presence of him with my dear brothers and sisters this evening. Bless God for you, Pastor, my prophetess, my pastor, Teresa Dotson, my pastor. Hallelujah, my elder, QT Dots. Hallelujah, glory be to God for you all. Carrying me, treating me like a daughter, hallelujah, believing in me when I didn't believe in myself. I knew the capability that I had, and I knew he could. Hallelujah. You all believed in me with the Lord God, hallelujah, to pull me into his marvelous work for me on the path of righteousness. I bless God for you all with at Kingdom Builders, the different ministers, my intercession sisters. Hallelujah. The road traveled. Hallelujah. Bless the very first time I taught here with Kingdom Builders almost a decade ago about love. I remember that day. Hallelujah, you all been with me in this challenging life every step of the way. The topic of the teaching tonight is I'm listening, oh Lord, I'm listening. I'm listening, my God, I'm listening. Hallelujah, I hear you. My God, I hear you. Heard. Hallelujah. In the scripture, hallelujah, I'm trying to text a young lady that's the phone number here, Blog Talk. She's asking to join. Okay. The scripture is coming from Philippians this evening. Chapter 4 and verse 9. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 9. Hallelujah. Thanks. Can you all hear me now? Because I know I went out for a second. Can you hear me? Okay. Pastor, can you hear me? Hallelujah. Pastor, Teresa, can you hear me?
You're on live.
Okay.
You're on live.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay. Okay, bless God. Bless God. So the teaching this evening is coming from, again, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 9. The word of God reads, hallelujah. It's not a coincidence that this morning in prayer, on our prayer line this morning, Prophetess Teresa, our pastor, was saying how we need to change our thinking. So think on these things. And the Lord took me to the very next chapter for the teaching. The word of God reads Philippians 4 and 9. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. The Apostle Paul is teaching this to, as we think on these things, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Through all those things, all the things we have to think about, God made a promise not to leave us or forsake us, and his spirit speaks to us. He talks to us. He ministers to us through his angels, his ministers of the gospel, through his word. He don't lead us astray. He directs our path on a path of righteousness that he set our feet firmly on. Hallelujah. As we're listening and thinking on these things, wanting to change, having the desire to press forward as we look ahead and see a better living, a better life here on this earth. But it's in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. There's no other way to get there. We hear stories. I'm listening. We hear rumors. Hallelujah. Rumors of wars. We hear tales. Make believe parables. But when we say, I hear you, Lord. Because we know his word is true. And we know his word is might. And we know he shall move by his spirit to excel us into a destiny of greatness, of him proving himself through us, his faithfulness, of why he gave his son. This is God we're talking about. I'm listening, God. I'm listening, God. I heard you say you gave your son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I heard you say you gave him for our sins. Why didn't he come down off the cross? I hear you. I hear you. Sometimes it don't make sense. As a believer, it all makes sense. God leaves nothing out. I hope there is someone on the line who had doubt. about why Christ didn't come up down off the cross or why he went to the cross. I hope there is someone on the line. Keep listening. The Spirit of the Lord explains very clearly. He explains very clearly that God gave his only begotten Son. That whoso, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Simply put, are you listening? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah. For the mighty strategic way God gets into our soul by listening. I'm listening, oh God. I'm listening. I give you my attention. I give you my focus. Hallelujah. I will delight myself in the sound of your voice. I'm listening, oh God, I'm listening. To think of these things. Hallelujah. I'm sorry about that. To think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned. We learn as we continue our walk in life every day, every moment of the day. It's a learning experience. The greatest of all time is now as we learn. He said, do as he did as we continue, as we learn what ye have received. Oh, what a mighty blessing he is. We can receive wide openly, but hands, arms wide open. We can receive love, heartache, heartbreak. We can receive the grace of God. When we receive whatever, he said, do as he did. He said, do as he did. When we receive. When we receive the word of God, when we hear the word of God and receive the word of God, he said, do as he did in God. Of peace. Will be with us. The one that promised to never leave us, he will be with us. There's peace when we do what he did. Hallelujah. If there is peace when we think on these things that God teaches us to think on, I'm listening, Lord. He said, in those things that you heard and seen in me, hallelujah. Do. God gives us men and women to follow after his footsteps. They are doing of him that are listening and are doing of his good pleasure. He gives us role models. Hallelujah. And that's what we're supposed to do today. Keep looking at the woman of God, at the man of God. Want to be like them enough to see the God in them, enough to keep listening. Keep looking and allow the Holy Spirit to guide you to the place and the position of your purpose. Remember when we were children, we played the game, follow the leader. Hallelujah. Follow the leader. Not saying we're just babes in Christ, but as we listen and be humble and obedient and not prideful, God will direct our path. He will make our path peaceful. The God of peace will be with us. Hallelujah. He just said it in his word. Believe. Believe him. Let his word talk to us. Keep listening. And as he guides us on a path of righteousness, the transition begins to happen. Ongoing process of change. Fearless change must take place. Hallelujah. To face life every day fearlessly is the best way to walk on the path of righteousness in my experience. Life holds in a bowl many, many things. You see how big the Bible is, and it can't contain all that Jesus is. All who God is. We have no words. That the God of peace will take care of our situations, will guide us through. Keep listening. Don't turn a deaf ear to the Lord. When he said, don't watch that, it will get in your soul. Don't listen to that. It will get in your soul. Don't look at that. He has a purpose for even our eyes are for his glory. Our ears are for his glory. Our senses are for his glory. To exalt his kingdom on this earth. Hallelujah. That the divine path of righteousness is pleasurable, is prosperous, and very powerful. Hallelujah. The anointing of God flows, and he showed up in ways we never dreamed and keep us in awe. So my dear brother and my dear sister, as I continue to follow the Spirit of God as he moves through and through us, through you and through you and through me and through you, I'll keep listening and keep obeying. Hallelujah. The woman of God, the man of God, hallelujah, to help guide me into the great divine destiny God has set before me. Fearless, I shall face any challenge. The word of God tells me I'm more than a conqueror. I rise above because God places me above. He brings me above all of my situations because he rides me above them so I won't have to address them. It's already done. Just keep going. Tell me, do the next right thing is what I tell myself. And when I don't know what to do, I listen. Because God will always, always divinely instruct me, give me instruction on what to do next. Hallelujah. Take off the limitations. Take off the blinders, the earplugs. Unmute your mouth. put a dance in your stance. Lift your hands to praise the Lord. God, in heaven, for he is King, Jesus, for he is King and glory of all, King and glory of all is he. Glory and all righteousness is he. All that he is, he expresses through us. He expresses himself through us. So it is a pleasure to talk to you, my brother, to talk to you, my sister. I'm listening, oh God, listening to a pure, holy conversation. Some ones, people who understand me, who know that I am a peculiar person, but yet I'm part of a divine, complete, authoritative, royal priesthood. A royal priesthood that's undefeatable. Hallelujah. That gives me the ability to be more than a conqueror. Virtuous and honorable, faithful. Hallelujah. I'm listening, Lord. I'm listening. There are only certain people I'm supposed to talk to, I'm supposed to be around, I'm supposed to listen to. I can't follow and listen to just anybody. Hallelujah. The ministers, the pastors, hallelujah, here at Kingdom Builders Development Institute, Developmental Institute, has almost sucked the life out of me. Praise God. Suck this life out of me. But sometimes life sucks. Suck this life out of me. Elevate me to walk in the spirit. Hallelujah. To draw me closer and nearer to God. Every time I conversate or communicate with anyone in this ministry is for me. Just for me. That's what that song is saying. How he came down because he loved us. Just for me, how he direct my steps. To be creative, to be a person full of excitement, joy and peace, just like him. I thank you all for being a part of me as I'm a part of God, as you all are a part of our Holy Father and our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, made in his image and likeness. Hallelujah, being my brothers and sisters in Christ. I thank you for taking the time with me this evening to come before the Lord. Hallelujah. As his glory is shining upon us. Hallelujah. As he's developing me and pressing me and pushing me. Hallelujah. Forward in the spirit. I'm not embarrassed in front of you all like how I used to be as a child in front of, you know, my classroom, doing a recital. I'm not shy anymore. I'm a grown woman that is filled with virtue in the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God for my friends, my sisters in the ministry. They're beautiful. Hallelujah. The character, the personality of my pastor, my sisters, the intercessors. Hallelujah. There are women that, like, I bet I want to be like. They have good character, great character. They show God. The men that they have in their lives, they display the character of God, of Christ. I'm listening. Because this is what I'm supposed to hear. I mean, I'm supposed to hear from these people, from my brothers and sisters in this ministry, from my brothers and sisters that walk in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. But I reject not anything the Lord created that he bring in my life. Am I going to reject it? Because it's all good. It all works out for my good. I learn my lessons when I fall. I still be listening. Thank you all again. I've enjoyed studying the word with you all, teaching the word, giving you my understanding and enlightenment this evening. Just embracing the word of God, embracing my growth with you all this evening. Have a blessed and wonderful and marvelous night. And I look forward to sharing time with all of you. God bless you all. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. I yield the line to you, Pastor.
Yes, I'm here. Glory to God. Glory to God. We want to thank the Lord for Evangelist Tammy coming forth. We want to thank the Lord for just her subject. I am listening, Lord. And I believe that God is speaking. God is leading. He wants to direct us. And the only way that he can lead, guide, and direct us, we must listen. I want to thank you, Evangelist, for just willing to say yes to the Lord and coming forth. So again, we want to thank everyone that have called in, tuned in, whether you went to the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. You can listen to it in archives. This is Evangelist Tammy Weatherspoon. You'll be hearing more from her with her broadcast. I believe it's a weekly broadcast. Or every other week, I'm not sure, but you'll hear more from her. And I want to encourage you to use what God has given you. Bring forth everything that God has given you. Don't be dormant because others have need of you. What God put inside of you, your testimonies, everything that you went through, God has need of you. So in order to go forth, we have to what? Listen. Amen. Well, thank you again, evangelist, and all of our listening audience. We want to encourage you to stay on the wall. Don't come down. And if you like what we're doing, you can sow into the ministry, because what we're doing is sowing into others. Amen. You can go to www.giveify.com, and you can look for Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters. That's www.giveify.com. Or you can go to PayPal, and you can, the email is kingdombuildersinternational@gmail.com. You can sow that way, or you can call our home office, area code 313-583-9789. Again, you were listening to Evangelist Tammy Weatherspoon from the great the state of Indiana. Hallelujah. She is an awesome woman of God, and keep her in your prayers as we stay on the wall. Glory to God. So those things which you have both learned, the Bible say, receive and hear, and in seeing in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. God bless you. Walk in the supernatural so you can defeat the flesh. God bless you. We love you. Thank you for listening to another broadcast of Kingdom Builders Development Institute, where we are blessed to be a blessing. God bless you all. Have a wonderful rest of your week, your weekend. God bless you all.
Thank you.